Moncrief on News Talk.
The schools are shut, and so at considerable expense, you send the kids to various camps, but that only works up to a certain age. When they hit their teens and are too young to look for a summer job, what do you do with them then? For that age group, there are far fewer options. Jen Hogan has been writing about this in the Irish Times. Afternoon, Jen.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Is there almost like an age where you kind of age out of going to camps?
There is, and it's probably earlier than you think, because in theory, a lot of the camps go to age 12. But you'll find when kids get to kind of 11, even maybe the back end of 10, they're starting to think they're too old for some of the camps that they're going to. Maybe not so much with the sports ones, but maybe with some of the other ones. So there's lots of options for younger kids. I mean, as long as your pocket can afford them, there's lots of options. And as long as you can also manage to work around the very limited hours that they're there for. And in fairness, when it comes to summer camps, they're not actually meant. They're not meant for childcare. It's just that we all use them as childcare.
Yeah,
that's
of course.
The reality of trying to manage the summer juggle.
And it's worth injecting at this point. For some people listening, go, you're only using it for childcare. That's a real thing. You can't be in two places at the one time.
Exactly.
Why don't you resign your job and lose your house?
Yeah. And it's also the same sort of thing comes up when you start to have this conversation around the schools being closed. You're reminded that schools are not childcare. And we know schools are not childcare, but you cannot leave children at home unsupervised, small children at home unsupervised, whereas you can leave them in school and the teacher is taking care, educating them, but also making sure they're safe.
Yeah.
So that means that you can generally work around that, you can try to fit it in to make that clear distinction. But summer camps, the same thing. They're meant for the kids to have a bit of crack. But we all rely on them as childcare because we have no choice. You know, we don't have the same. Most of us don't have the same amount of annual leave as the school holidays are long. So we end up having to try and find something that'll work for us. But the problem is, once they get to a certain age, you have incredibly limited options. There aren't really many things out there for the teenagers, particularly for the young teenagers who'll kind of struggle to get a job, have outgrown a lot of the camps. There's a few camps perhaps geared towards them, a few, but they are few and far between. And we have the additional thing of them being off for an extra month and a half if you have a TY student who might finish sometime around the middle of May.
Yeah.
And then they're off for all this time and nothing to do, absolutely nothing to do with a lot of it.
Yeah, going to the Gaeltacht doesn't seem to be a thing anymore.
Well, it's still a big thing, I think, in certain parts of the country, but it's a huge expense. That's what it is. I mean, you really need to have a decent amount of disposable income to be able to afford to send your child to the Gaeltacht for a couple of weeks. So it's still, I mean, certainly where my kids are going to school, mine didn't go to the Gaeltacht, but lots of the children around there would have gone to the Gaeltacht, and it kills 2 weeks maybe for the students that go there. It more than kills 2 weeks. They enjoy it, you know, and they go and they learn in Irish and they have a bit of crack as well, but it's a big expense, so it's not a solution for the entire summer. And all the conversations that we have around the summer tend to be very parent centred, with good reason, because we're the ones losing the will to live here, wondering how we're going to manage the summer juggle. But we never really have conversations about what does it mean for the kids and for the teenagers in particular. What does it mean for them to be off for 3 or 3.5 months if you're a TY student with very little to do? And you know, when I was writing about it, I was thinking back to my own childhood and how you'd never mention that you were bored in front of your mother.
I'll give you something to be
because
bored
I'll give you something that'll tell you something for you to be doing, and you end up with mountains of ironing and cleaning and God knows what else to do, and that's no crack either.
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying it's not a good thing for teens to do chores. It would be absolutely incredible if anybody can work out how to get teens to do chores. That would be a huge bonus. But you know, when we're selling this to people as going, they need a break, you know, it's good for them, it's their summer holidays. Well, 3.5 months, as an adult, you'd lose your mind with 3.5 months of absolute, or 3 months as it is, sorry, for most of the kids, 3 months with nothing to do. And you being, if you're a young teen and you can't get a job anywhere.
Yeah, they don't. It's a weird thing that that age group are just kind of forgotten about.
Totally forgotten. And, you know, it's weird, but like we have history here. We go back to COVID now, which I'm still quite sensitive about the whole school closure things. And the teens were really forgotten during that period. Their school closures were quite long, particularly those that weren't in exam years. The school stayed closed for quite a long period when they were bringing them back in stages. And some of those kids had got back in the middle of April and then it was all over by the end of May. So we have this history of expecting teenagers just to suck it up. And yet there was a UNICEF report earlier this year which showed that Irish teenagers fare in the bottom half of the scale when it comes to well-being. And we're always focused on how well they're doing, you know, academically, our third level progression. And these are all great things. You know, it's great to see that Irish kids are doing so well here. But they're struggling. They're struggling, like, when it comes to things like well-being and their mental health. And then we give them 3 months and we vilify them if we see them hanging around in crowds, and we don't have youth clubs and we don't have places for them to hang out, and they're not welcome anywhere. And particularly if you're a teenage boy, group of teenage boy, there isn't a group possibly more unwelcome in society than a group of teenage boys hanging around. But we don't provide options for them. We just expect them to go entertain themselves with no facilities and nowhere for them to hang out. And then there's all the criticism around screen time, and they won't, because I asked parents about this, they won't get out of the bed. They won't get off the screens. They're doing nothing. I'm going, well.
And that's worse for them.
That is.
Being
it's
stuck
not
to
good.
A screen all day.
It's not good for them. And it's not good for anyone to just have that kind of nothingness for so long.
Mm. But it's a shame they don't have youth clubs anymore. I know they're not kind of hip if they kind of rebranded them and caused them. Because a few months ago, actually, Coleman Nocter, the child psychologist, was saying we should try and bring back youth clubs.
Absolutely.
And certain European countries, they do have them. They're still on the go.
They're brilliant. I mean, they would have been around, say, when my daughter, my eldest, was a teenager. And I remember how brilliant it was for her in terms of making new friends, in terms of mixing. And you have to remember, again, harping back to the pandemic, but we took loads of opportunities away from our kids and our teens to mix, and developmentally stunted them in lots of regards because we didn't give them that opportunity to progress. They had to kind of function within the parameters of the restrictions. And then we don't have these kind of facilities for them. And it's so important because we've got into this brilliant habit of scheduling their activities, scheduling their sports, scheduling everything, instead of just giving them that opportunity to hang out. And it's not that I'm against boredom, because I did write in it about like hating being bored. And this is true. I absolutely hate to be bored. But I understand out of boredom comes creativity.
Yeah,
but
sometimes.
Nobody needs to be bored for 3.5 Yeah, sometimes the wrong kinds of creativity do, but nobody needs to be bored 3.5 months, and unloading the dishwasher just doesn't cut it.
Yeah, here we go. I'm sick of all this complaining about children being off school for the summer. Parents made a decision to have children, but then seem to haven't thought through the practical logistics of the summer holidays. Children are expensive and require time and supervision. What is the big deal? Well, you just said what the big deal is. They're expensive and require time and supervision. And if anyone made the decision, okay, let's see, can we afford a child? Let's project 20 years into the future and see how we're,
the birth rate's falling down.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. There'd be goodbye to your pension pot.
Exactly.
I think parents should be given teachers chores to around the house, mowing the lawn, clearing out the attic, all those annoying things you always put off. Fair enough.
Yeah.
When I was 15 or 16, took out dad's lawnmower, went door to door cutting grass.
Mm-hmm.
I did really well money-wise. Then I diversified into planting bulbs, weeding, etc.
This is a brilliant idea. This kind of entrepreneurial leadership and getting out there and finding ways. And I will be fair to my own teenagers. A good few of them have gone out there now and tried to find ways to occupy themselves, because it is hard to get work. But again, that really depends where you live. It depends on how many other teens you're competing with.
Well, that's the thing. But also, if you live kind of in a neighbourhood and your friends are in that neighbourhood and they're a walk away, that's one thing. But some people, you might have to drive to see your friends.
Yeah.
And so that's Camp Rockwell is fab. Says Eamon. I went there 54 years ago. Also went back, worked there as a counsellor. Great memories. Don't know what that is.
It sounds great. We need to start thinking of the teens. And it's posh.
Language courses are a great idea. You can send them off to France to learn the language, and they can do surfing in the afternoon. I did 3 weeks when I was about 15 or 16, and we had an absolute ball. It seemed so much more exotic than the Gaeltacht.
It's great. Again, it's coming back to the money, isn't it?
It is.
The money that you need to fund that is huge. And that's really kind of part of the problem. And we already have that. I know we have it with the smaller kids in summer camps, and costing people an arm and a leg trying to keep them in summer camps to try and secure a couple of hours peace while they try to work. I do get that it's that kind of painful juggle, and we're using camps for what they're not intended to. But just bring back the youth club. Bring back the youth club and stop vilifying teenagers and give them jobs. Like, stop. That's the kind of disappointing thing. When I was growing up, you could get a job as a younger teen. You could get a part-time job. Now it's nearly impossible. If you're living in a rural area, perhaps there's a few more opportunities. Or if you're near somewhere where there's summer camps, you might get an opportunity to help out there with summer camps. But they tend to be few and far between where you can get it. And certainly speaking to parents, the vast majority of parents with younger teenagers in particular, They couldn't get anything, and at a very young age, not even allowed to.
Someone is saying we're in the process of setting up a youth club in Dunboyne starting in September. We've a waiting list of 13 kids already. So
shows the demand. It's just there. It is there.
It's absolutely, and it kind of, because a lot of the summer camps, like, they're making money out of it. And I don't know if anyone's retiring, but, you know, it has to wash its face. So if there's a market for up to, say, 10 years or 11 years of age, why isn't there one for older kids?
It would be brilliant. A great opportunity for shy kids and children who maybe don't have other teens living near them to mix. And it's great for the parents, too, to help them get out there and, you know, develop and do what teenagers should do. Make youth clubs trendy again and not just hang around in groups.
Drive their parents insane, which is kind of what they should do as well. Jen, thanks a million for coming into
Always
us today.
Pleasure.
That was Jen Hogan there from the Irish Times.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.